Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, hey man, we are trying to get right. And I mean we as in the royal we, the Falcons, trying to get right before Sunday, taking on the Commanders. We're live at Flowery Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Today's been interesting, guys, to say the least. We had Coach on. You'll hear the full interview coming up this hour as we discuss with him all different aspects of things that happened in that game last week, how they try to fix them, and where this team is right now. Because he did say, can't get beat twice. Worrying about what happened last week, taking it into this week, you'll get your butt beat on Sunday against the Commanders because they don't care. So we'll let you hear what he had to say. But, Mike, the vibe up here, and a big shout-out to Mike Hughes Corner who stopped by as well earlier for our player segment. You can listen to that online as well. Zach Robinson speaking to the media today, and you're grilling him, by the way.
Now again, that's a mischaracterization of what occurred. No, I just wanted to hear what the man had to say. One of the things I asked was, is there any way you maybe streamline? You need to streamline this offense.
Or you answer me.
More about execution. And he said it's more about execution. There were questions asked about the pistol. Dan Orlovsky did that video that Day-Day talked about. It's gone viral. I retweeted it. Allison Mastrangelo asked about that. And it's like a joke. When people ask about the pistol, these guys all kind of roll their eyes now here at Flowery Branch. Well, I mean, is it really suited the pistol for the kind of zone blocking scheme and the way that we run? And that's what people and experts around the league are asking. Guys who play the quarterback position, they're not changing. You know, when he was asked about it, for what it's worth, our OC said that, the running back, Bijan, or if it's Tyler Algier, is still the same distance behind the line of scrimmage. But some would argue you're moving forward when the ball's being handed off to you, Carl, when the quarterback's under center. So, again, they're not coming off it. Michael Penix Jr. was asked about it, says he loves this offense, said he's got to do a better job, takes total ownership.
Yeah.
Said he loved working, by the way, with Ike Hilliard. I asked the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, I said...
So you were grilling him.
I said to him, I asked him, well, I didn't... The only guy asked a question about Ike Hilliard. I did say, was there some kind of a disconnect on the offensive side of the building with Ike Hilliard? And he said, no, he loved working with Ike and basically deferred. That's a good question for Coach.
He did defer. He did defer and say,
Coach... That's your question. That's the most important question you have.
Coach can answer that. Let me say this, and we're going to let you hear a little bit of Zach and some of the things he said here in just a moment. He said this today, which I find interesting, when talking about defensive coordinators over the years, okay? He said coordinators have told him that the consistent feedback is that defending the pistol formation is difficult for them because of the amount of versatility offenses can present out of it.
Right.
I don't disagree with this. The problem is we haven't been versatile. The problem is we haven't shown that kind of versatility where you don't know what the hell we're going to do. We are, in my opinion, we've been somewhat predictable, which I know Zach said he didn't feel that way today, even though Ross said after losing last week, the way we lost, it felt like we were somewhat predictable, okay? So that, I don't disagree with Zach. Here's the thing, guys. This is what's hard to comprehend. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You broke the Vikings off running the ball down their throat. The next week, we don't do that, and you say if you're for or against the pistol, wherever you're at on this, that the point I'm making is they have shown that it can work against a very good defense that this week showed you what they're about. They bounced back. The defense was good. I think they had two touchdowns on the defensive side of the football. So the problem for us is not necessarily, in my opinion, Mike, whether it's the pistol or not the pistol, it is the versatility of this formation of the pistol and being able to use it accordingly. I don't think we've done enough of that. So Zach's not wrong. I've heard this as well. Hey, it's hard to prepare for. You can do all these different things out of it. But if you are not doing those things, then you become predictable.
Right. You're not executing it properly. And again, you know, I asked him about, you know, what's up with Ike Hill. He said he did a great job for us. Said he loved Ike. Said just felt like it was the best move for the offense and the team moving forward. And you'll hear our question. We ask Ike, you know, we ask the coach what happened between Ike being the coach that was responsible for a really good wide receiver core and getting fired 3 weeks into the season.
Yes.
So in this offense, and this is something Dave Archer brought up with us yesterday, if the guys aren't lined up properly, if they're not running the proper routes, if Penix is having to rush, and this still goes back to the verbiage. You'll hear Coach Rock explain it's verbiage is not, it's not unique to us. It's common around the league. John Gruden's talked about it before as well. But helping your young quarterback navigate it, get into the line of scrimmage where he can diagnose what's going on. But if his guys aren't there where they're supposed to be or he's not seeing them, that's all going to get fixed. Because going into this bye week, 1-3, looking at Buffalo on Monday Night Football, I mean, the momentum and the vibes will just continue to snowball in the wrong direction. So they know this. I mean, you and I were prone to hyperbole on sports talk. This is a freaking must-win game.
Speak.
You got the Commanders potentially without Jaden Daniels. Terry McLaurin's got to go get a specialist about his quad.
Speak.
He's not likely to play for the Commanders.
404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station. Stay up on everything that's on, including breaking news, guys. It's 929 The Game. Here's the deal. Zach was asked about responsibility for last week. He took full responsibility, but here's what he said about the game itself.
I take full responsibility, full accountability for the performance we had on offense. That is not our standard, and as the offensive coordinator, you know, we cannot have those type of performances. You're in this game long enough, and there's games that happen like that. You don't want them to happen. We have a ton of former QBs, you know, on our coaching staff. We can all remember games where things just weren't, you're not seeing it. You're not, you know, clicking in the pass game. Obviously, we had some drops. We had some missed ops early in that game, especially that it just was one of those off games. And like I said, I've been around a lot of great quarterbacks, Stafford's and Jared Goff. Like, those games happen. You just hope that it's a small number throughout the season. And then the fact of the matter is, when the quarterback might be a little bit off, the rest of everybody's got to be tied in together. And we didn't have that. It was kind of everybody was taking their turns. When Mike was right, maybe the receivers were wrong. Maybe when Mike was wrong, you know, so it was just kind of a comedy of errors. Obviously, you know, incredibly humbling, you know, day out there. I don't think any of us have ever really been a part of something like that. But again, it was just a really off day.
Comedy of errors. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, you have a couple of completions. You're moving the ball, then your kicker. You announce that this guy is your kicker. Koo is gone, and then this guy kicks. I mean, something that like literally looked like a freaking duck coming off his toe. I mean, it was pathetic how bad this. It was almost laughable how bad that miss was. And then, you know, Coach Rye will tell you. You'll hear it coming up, guys, at 5:40. He felt there was some momentum that went out the second time we missed a kick. You know, you get a gift. Trevor Etienne goes bleh, like basically bounces the ball off his chest.
What
do you do? And then we don't do anything with it. I mean, you're getting the Carolina did everything in their power to keep you in this game.
They did.
Save for that first drive, and you couldn't capitalize.
It's frustrating. But Zach Robinson was talking about now coming down to the field, and Mike, we talked about these communication issues.
Now, would they have done this if they had not lost?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think Ike Hilliard gets fired.
I don't think
he's down on the sideline. I don't know if Arthur Blanks is dropping the hammer on these guys.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But it's just that's why some of the folks around the league are saying, "Oh, a little desperation and flowery branch."
Yeah, and I asked Coach about what is being perceived as dysfunction in this organization. He answered that too. Stay tuned; it's on the way here on the show. Zach though was saying he thought about this, or at least the staff thought about this last year, which means he would have been on the field for Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Now, this is interesting because, guys, we didn't hear about this. We never thought or heard anything about this, even when Kirk was struggling. We didn't hear that Zach was going to come down potentially on the field.
And we already talked about the pre-snap stuff that Kirk talked about in quarterback that he was struggling with. Remember this before we even got to the part where Kirk couldn't throw the ball.
Fell apart.
Right.
Here's Zach Robinson talking about, you know, coming down to the field, but this is something they even considered last year.
I think it has something to do with it, for sure, like you're saying. I mean, again, I thought about it even last year with Kirk, too, and obviously just being being present with those guys down there is the main goal. But certainly with a young quarterback, and you want to make sure that we're, you know, speaking the same language in between series, and there's not we're not having to play telephone, you know, through the headset. So that's the main goal with it, and we'll roll from there.
So if you're asking the benefit of being in the booth, guys, most coordinators love to be able to see what defenses are attempting to do from them for against them offensively. And you start to see certain plays just from a mental standpoint, right? This is what I've been told over the years, Mike, developing and what you're trying to do. I'm up high. I can see stuff developing and how defenses are playing us. So that is a better view than being on the field. Now Zach is going to be required, Mike, to get that information from somebody else up there while he's communicating to his quarterback. The reason why most offensive coordinators are up there is because of that. Now, the unique guys, the Andy Reids, the Kyle Shanahans of the world, the Sean McVays, they're different breeds, right? They are guys that see the game way before these things happen, and they're able to call plays and just – they're different. That's why most people don't do that. And I'm only saying this to say many people have already said, well, Dukes, what's the difference if he's on the field? That's the difference. Is he going to be able to see the same things up on the field that he was seeing up top?
Now, the communication thing, like, I guess we get the worst dumb luck. We got to go to Radio Shack. We can't get the speaker inside our quarterback's helmet to work twice in one season. So that, you know, again, when things are going bad, it rains, it pours. So there are easier ways. I mean, hell, he can literally shout the play call to the quarterback. That's one benefit of having –
in Carolina, you could have.
Couldn't do that. I mean, Carolina, you know, he even said it's not like it's an intimidating atmosphere. The injury report is out, by the way. Limited was Kyle Pitts, that toe he's been dealing with. James Pierce Jr. with the groin. So the groin's going to continue, but, you know, maybe a little bit less effective.
Maintenance.
Casey's still limited with that concussion. So sometimes these concussion things are
– last.
And that's – I hate that because we – if Mooney can't get things going – and Coach said it, the offensive coordinator Zach Robinson said it today, that basically Mooney is still in his ramp-up period because he didn't have the full workout in the summer. So it's you got wide receivers that aren't really 100, and you're firing the wide receiver coach. But anyway, I digress. You got A.J. Terrell out with a hamstring. Kadarrell Hodge with a groin did not participate. Nathan Carter, the backup, with a hammy. So I asked Coach, you'll hear him about A.J. Terrell coming up later in the show.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys, as we continue to dissect and talk about where we are and where they're going to go. I do think they'll be ready to play Sunday. Matter of fact, I know they will be. That was embarrassing.
You can't lose to Marcus friggin' Mariota, Carl.
But I don't know. But, Mike, I don't know about the execution. They'll be ready. But I don't know about the execution. You can tell me that guys will show up. But that's the part that has to be addressed. Here's our quarterback, Michael Penix, talking about the wide receivers rallying around each other in wake of the news about Ike Hilliard.
I wouldn't say it's frustration. I feel like the guys have been great. You know, obviously everybody wants to make plays, and when you're not making plays, it's tough. But at the end of the day, you know, the guys are rallying around each other, and it's been all positive, and just trying to figure out a way for us to get better at that point, and we will, because I can see how determined people are to want to go out there and do great. So
yeah, look, I'll say this: Drake London, total pro. He's not throwing a fit on the sidelines. He's not acting like Antonio Brown. Okay, he's not throwing his helmet at his quarterback. Kyle Pitts, for regardless of what you think of him, pro. Like, you don't think these dudes want to catch touchdowns? They do, but right now it's not clicking. So if you want to take a positive from this, they all understand. They're in this together, man. Michael Penix wants to throw touchdowns too. So we'll see, man. We'll see.
Jaden Daniels said he feels good and more like himself. I feel good.
That's not good news.
But that doesn't mean that he's going to play, according to the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Beat reporter for the Commanders.
Yeah, I just don't think DQ risk him. I don't.
Right.
I think they roll. Marcus played well last week. They got a capable backup they believe in. I think they roll him down here.
McLaurin looks like he is going to be out, knock wood for us. I don't want to wish an injury, but then A.J. Terrell, can we just get him to the bye week and then he can relax, you know, get some R&R on that hamstring and come back for Monday night against the Bills?
No doubt. All right, when we come back, Braves' win streak snapped. We're counting down to the end of the season. There are a lot of questions. Grant's going to help us answer some of those, and then you're going to hear our interview with Coach Raheem Morris. You do not want to miss it. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.